Hey everybody, it's M-Shell Beck on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. I'm here with Patrick and Mark of H1Z1, one of Milwaukee's best new metal bands. Their live shows are dynamic. They are just talented, awesome people. So thank you so much to you both for taking the time to do this interview with me.
Yo, yo, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know I first met you guys out at Route 20 for the Conniption 10-year anniversary show. This, I mean, I think it was a giant snowstorm.
That's crazy.
2017, maybe? I'm not entirely even sure. But I was completely blown away that night. I remember coming up and buying an album and just being like, hi, I'm going to seem like a crazy person, but you guys are awesome. I'm going to, like, play you on the radio show and try to book you. And I was working at the Frequency at the time, so I think you guys got a show there near the end of before they closed, which was, like, super awesome for me to have you guys out in Madison. Not that I booked that show, but it was kind of like my world's colliding, and I was very, very happy. I've been a huge fan ever since.
That's awesome. That's love. Yeah, we love those guys. Conniption, shout out to them. It's funny that you said it was 2017, and 3 years is going to be another 10 years, so they need to do it again.
Oh, man. You're right. You're so right. Oh, that's crazy. Time flies when you're having fun, and living in the music industry is a fast paced life. And that's, like I was saying to Patrick earlier, you know, this is the life we chose. So for you guys, when did your band form?
You want to go ahead, Pat?
Yeah, I want to say it was the summer of 2010. summer of 2010. The Juan and I in Mom's basement, and that was the H1N1 days, was the previous name. But yeah, that was when we formed, and we got Mondo, and then you popped up, Mark, and evolved to where we are now.
I mean, you can't be saying I popped up. I didn't pop up. What happened was I was invited over to check y'all out, and then Pat was like, you want to sing a song? They play like three songs. They were originals, and I was like, this is incredible. But you want me to sing a song? And then I couldn't think of a song, so he's like, do you know any Pantera? I was like, yeah, I know Pantera. Do you know Walk? And he's like, yep. And then we did Walk.
That means that you guys have been playing together a long time, and you can definitely tell your live shows are awesome. Dynamic is the word that I use, but that's trying to put the awesomeness that it is into words, you know? Where do you get a lot of your influences, not just for writing music, but the energy that you guys put out on stage?
Me personally, I'm all over the place. I grew up on a lot of hip hop and R&B, so there's that out. And I've always been like more interested in like the more hype, more hardcore type style and whatnot. Crime Mob, DMX, stuff like that or whatever. But like my live performance, I get definitely from the Conan O'Brien episode with Slipknot performing live. Like, they went so hard, and I could hear how tired Corey was, but they just looked so cool, and they, like, looked like they gave it their all. So I was like, I don't do that every time I get on stage, and that's what I do.
Yeah, like, that early new metal stuff is definitely the influence that I had on informing the band. System of a Down is a big one for me, and Korn, like those bands really inspired me musically. But then watching like live performances and just seeing them go absolutely nuts on stage, I was like, you need the energy to match the music, and I want to do that.
Yeah, Peace and Ladders by their video, that one. Oh my god, I was like, yep, that's, I got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, and you can definitely tell that you're bringing that energy each time I see you guys. I'm just like, man, like the show at X-Ray, I think it was the last time I saw you guys live, and just like, I don't know who can bring it in pajamas before 2 p.m. on a Sunday, and it was like one of the most awesome experiences. So, well, it sounds like obviously things are going wonderful for you guys. You have a new video that you just put out. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, a new video that just dropped. It's called Hard. It's the lyrics and what I wrote it about was about my upbringing in Milwaukee and like the upbringing of a lot of people in Milwaukee, especially in poverty, specifically actually in poverty. Just growing up through all that, fighting through like stereotypes, fighting through like submitting to you know your surroundings and all that, and yeah, it's a heavy, hard song, but it's like it's also really heartfelt.
I know you guys shot it here in town. What, you know, there's so many challenges that happen with shooting a video, and it's a lot more than some people realize. Can you talk about what it was like to shoot this video and where you guys shot it?
You want me to talk about the...
Don't go too far, Pat.
Go ahead. I'll do a brief TLDR. The video that we released is the second time we shot it.
Yeah.
You want to talk about hardship? There was a first video shoot of this, and we shot it under the Look Street Bridge. So we had to haul gear down a hill and then bring it back up and, you know, spend hours, playing the same song over and over again. We did that twice.
Yeah.
The first video doesn't exist. The person that shot it doesn't exist. And I'm saying that metaphorically. Ty did an awesome job with us on this time. And I'm super happy that it, in a weird ass backwards way, I'm glad Ty was the one that did it. He's an awesome dude, and he did us really well with this.
Yes. Yeah, he did awesome. As far as, like, what the spot means, what the space means, it's a space I've been occupying, like, my whole life in Milwaukee. Like, I've lived on the east side the majority of my time in Milwaukee and whatnot. So, like, I would have parties and stuff down there with friends. We'd get together, have drinks, and people would spray paint. And like, it's just a bunch of years of so much art and so much history down there, so I wanted to capture that with heart because I felt like it captured a lot of the city.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, you write about what you know and your experiences, and to shoot in such a raw way in such a specific location, you know, it looks cool for one, you know, but for it to kind of bring it back home and get that almost emotional connection for you guys out of it, that's awesome. It's a great video. You're right. Everybody did a fantastic job, and it was well worth all of the effort. So where can we find this video?
YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere but TikTok. We got to have a conversation with TikTok, but we're working on that.
We're working on that.
Yeah. I'm with you on that boat. It's TikTok is a
It's
a thing.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have any new music coming out soon? Is there plans for a new album?
Yeah, there's new music in the works. I'll spill a little bit of beans. There's two songs. So there's two songs that are close. They're still baking in the oven, but they're looking nice and golden brown almost. We're getting close to something. So that's all I can say about that. But there's some stuff coming through. And then let's just say that the just more cooking analogies, I guess. There's food ready to go in the fridge that we're ready to start.
Can I say, Pat, to our fans, this will be our most active year ever.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
I'll say that.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. So, sounds like some good shows and stuff like that. What do you got planned?
Some music, some shows, some opportunities. Yeah. No, it's Midwest. Not Midwest. Milwaukee Metal Fest.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity for us and for everybody who has supported us or have heard about us. That is the show to be at. If you cared at all about us and anything that we've done and throughout all the years, that is the opportunity for us, and that is your opportunity to give us a boost to where we're trying to go.
And what day are you guys playing for Milwaukee Metal Fest?
It's the pre-party, May 16th.
Thursday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
We get to play with our buds in Toxic Rune. I'm excited.
Yeah. Hey, that's going to be a good show. Absolutely. Well, this has been awesome, guys. I really appreciate your time. This is super exciting to hear that you've got all of these good plans. I can't wait to see you guys out live and rock out with you guys there.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, guys, and take care. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right, cuz.